From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The European Union and NATO were on the agenda for President Bush today as he continued his visit to Europe. His message, that the U.S. values its European friends and considers NATO critical to America's security. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Brussels.
It's no surprise that President Bush has an image problem in Europe. The Iraq War was very unpopular here, and a common view among Europeans is that the president is a unilateralist who does what he wants regardless of what other nations think. Mr. Bush hopes to change that perception in his second term. Listen how he described his trip in Brussels this afternoon.
And I've been listening, and you might call this a listening tour. The people have got things on their mind, and they want me to hear it.
The president has been greeted warmly by European leaders who appear quite ready to put the sometimes bitter differences over Iraq behind them. But after the NATO meeting today, Mr. Bush was asked about a still skeptical European public and what he might say to them.
The major issue that irritated a lot of Europeans was Iraq. I understand that. I mean, you know, I can figure it out. And the key now is to put that behind us and to focus on helping the new democracy succeed. It's in our interest. It's in your country's interest. It's in my country's interest that democracy take hold in the greater Middle East.
To that end, the president came here looking for more support for Iraq. He won't go home empty-handed. Despite the divisions over Iraq, for the first time, all 26 members of the NATO alliance say they will help to train Iraqi military officers. Some countries will give cash only. Some will provide just one or two people. But the president dismissed the notion that this is little more than symbolism.
26 nations sitting around that table said it's important for NATO to be involved in Iraq. That's a strong statement. And NATO is involved in Iraq, and NATO is doing a vital mission, which is to help an officer corps emerge.
Later in the day, the president attended a summit of European Union nations and shared a stage with EU President José Manuel Barroso.
United States and United Europe, this is really the indispensable partnership. If you look at the scale of the challenges ahead, one thing is certain. These are not challenges that any nation can tackle alone.
Notice the talk is all looking forward, no discussion of whether the Iraq war was wrong or right. But the administration's history in Iraq is also driving worries about another potential trouble spot, Iran. The White House, like the Europeans, is concerned about what is believed to be Iran's effort to develop nuclear weapons. President Bush was asked, will he pledge not to launch an attack on Iran?
This notion that the United States is getting ready to attack Iran, it's simply ridiculous. Having said that, all options are on the table.
The president may address the issue again tomorrow in Germany, where he'll meet with Iraq war opponent Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder and speak to American troops. Don Gagne, NPR News, Brussels.